ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Berdiel. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilai Nishmas, Rabbi Eliyahu ben Rav Nutta Getzel, Rochel Leia Bas Rav Yitzchak, and Chai Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Rabbi Isai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyam HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is getting closer. We are happy to announce to our dear listeners that many of the Magidei Shir will be coming in from all locations, including flying in from Eretz Yisrael. The Siyam will be a chance for you to greet them and express your Hakaras HaTov. To register for the Siyam HaShas and place a journal ad in their honor or in honor of the guest of honor, Rabbi Aaron Sorsher, or Mr. David Gerwitz accepting the Hachzokas HaTorah Award, please visit shasilluminated.org/siyam. That is shasilluminated.org/siyam. Or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427.
Maseches Nida Daf Lamed Dalet. The sugi is over here, the Mishnah Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, discussing the Tumah of the Tumas Amahoritz. The Gemara earlier, even before the Mishnah, by the Tsugya of the Kutim, and the Tumah which we have by the Benois Kutim, and on their husbands, their Boyali Nidois. The Gemara over there also discusses that the Chayyur, the Kuti, also should have another Tumah of Tumas Amahoritz, which is mentioned in the Gemara at the beginning of Shabbos and Daftesvav. One of the Takonois of Chazal was to be marchik, to go and distance ourselves from the Amoratzim, and therefore, for Tyrus, we gave them a din tumah that Amorat has a locha, that he's tomei kizav. Now, in our sugi over here, the Rishonim are very marich, but the din of the kuti, which the Gemara discusses, as a din of Amorat, so too, in the Gemara, right at the end of Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, on the top of Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph, that the tziduki should also have a locha of Amorat, and he should have a tumah of Amoritz. And in this tumah of the Amoritz, which we gave the Amoritz a din tumah, there's a discussion based on our Gemara and Diyukim and Halochis, which the Rishonim over here have a machlokes in understanding the exact geder of the tumah that Chazal gave to the Amoritz. The Gemara, on one hand, earlier discussed the case of the Kuti, that we have a chashash, that when he's going to tread onto the begodim of the chover, he should become tomei because he's doras al big day chover, which should be mashma that he has a tumor of medris, just like the zov has a tumor of mishkav moishav, a tumor of medris. So too the amoritz also, it seems from the pashtas of the gemara, that he has this darg of tumor like a zav, that he has tumas medris. So too when it comes to the tumor of the tzidoki, the gemara at the end of the omid, the Gemara says that he has a din of Amoritz, and therefore any tzinuyah, any piece of spit which comes out of his mouth is also going to be metame, which seems this is the tumah of mayonois, which the Zov has a chumrah that he has tumas mayonois, mentioned later on in the Gemara in the Peyuk of Damanido. This is the tumah, it seems Amoritz also has this chumah tumah that he has a din kezov that he has tumas mayonois. Whereas other tumas, it seems already from the Mishnah earlier in Lamed Aleph from its base, even though the normal Kuti has a din of Amoritz, it is mashma that his Tumas Tachto in the Mishkav and Moishav only has a din of Tumah Kalo, the Aloch is a Boil Nida, he only has a din of Tachtin Ke'elyoin, which we learned earlier is only a Tumah Kalo, which would seem that he does not have the din of a Zav, which his din is that his Mishkav and Moishav is Tomei, a Tumah Chamur of Ava Tumah. So Mamela, we have a mysterious, I'm from different places, the Gemara in Gittin, Samech Aleph, which Toisves over here is very Marich, Divamaschel, Vetepek Lei, working out the exact gede of the Tumah of Amoritz. And we'll discuss a few of the Shittas over here of the Rishonim in the gede of the Tumah. Shittas at Toisves is in Divamaschel, by us, Divamaschel, Vetepek Lei, Toisves, a few places in Shas, discusses this more Barichas in Chagiga, New Testament base, and in Gittin, in Samech Aleph, Daf Samech Aleph. Toisves Shitta is that Be'emes Chazal gave the Amoritz a din tumah of a zav. He himself with choshesh that maybe is tomei, and therefore we gave him a din tumah of a zav. But says Toisves that in order to give him a din tumah of a zav, this is a gzeirah she'ein atzibul yechoylim la'amuid bo. It is too hard for everyone to go be mekabel such a gzeirah, because normally they're going to be using the zav, they're going to be using the Amoritz for all their work, for going, bringing things. taking things from place to place, and if we're going to give him a halacha with all the chumras of the Tumah of a Zav, which includes Mishkav and Moishav, includes Medrash, and therefore includes Tumas Heset, it is going to be too hard for everyone to be mekabel this gzeira. This is a gzeira she'in atzibur yichoynim la'amud bo. Memela says Tosfos, Chazal didn't give the Tumah of a Zav with all the chumras, and only certain dinim which the Zav has, like the Tumas Mayonus, which we find over here in the Gemara, this is something which is possible to go and be careful, and therefore this is the Tumah which Chazal gave to him. This is included in a Gzeira she'yicholim la'amud bo, but the other chumras of the Zav, we didn't give him. Now Tosfos explains, the Gemara earlier, as we mentioned, said by the Kuti, he also has a Din Amoritz, and it seems from the Pashtas of the Gemara that he has a Tumah of Medrash. Says Tosfos, no, the reason why the Begodim are going to become Tomei, this is because of a Chashash of Ishtoi Nida. We have a Chashash that the wife of the Amoritz, she is Tmeo, and therefore this is the reason why the clothes of her husband are also Tomei. And this is the Gemara earlier, and Tosfos discusses this by Riches over here to explain the Gemara earlier, that Be'emes as Amoritz does not have a din of Tumas Hesed, and so too he does not have a din of Tumas Medrash. And the only Tumah which he does have, which is similar to the Zav, is the Tumah of Mayonis. Because this is something which everyone can be careful on, and everything else, the Begodim is closed only Tomei, only because of the Chashash of Ishtoi Nidor. This is Shittas HaTosfos by us, and Chazanish in Yerudei and Kufyu Tests, we've gotten Yudi explains that we're more worried about the Chashash of his wife, because the Tumah is more Shchiach, whereas the Tumah on himself, the Amoretz of the Shchiach, it's not so Shchiach, that he should become a Zov. And therefore, we will not go there in the case where it's Ein Atzibur Yecholim La'amid Bo. Now, this shitter is the shitter also of the Rash in Meseches Tyres in Periyuk Zayin, Mishnah Hei, the Tosfos Rosh over here is Ma'arich this way. So, to the Meiri by us, this is Shittas HaTosfos, and many places in Shas, Tosfos quotes this, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, this is Rabbeinu Tam's Deir. But Be'emes, the second day is the Ritva over here, who brings a very similar idea from also from in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, but he brings a bit of a difference between our Tosfos and the way the Ritva quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Tosfos by us says that the Tumah of Amoritz, he doesn't have anything, he doesn't have Tumas Medrash, he doesn't have Tumas Hesed, the only Tumah he has is Mayonis. Whereas the Ritva differentiates between Tumas Medrash and Tumas Hesed, and he says that the Pashtus of the Gemara earlier is that he does have Tumas Medrash, and only Tumas Hesed, which means that he's moving things around, this is too hard for everyone to be mekabel the gzeira, and this is the Chumrah which Chazal did not give the Tumah of the Amoritz. He only has Tumas Medrash, but he does not have any Tumas Hesed. This is how the Ritva quotes B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, but as we mentioned, the other Rishonim seem to say that Rabbeinu Tam is like our Tosfos, that he does not have any of the Tumas, not Tumas Medrash, not Tumas Hesed, and the only Tumah he has is Tumas Mayonis. Now, Al-Kaponim, this is the main shit of Tosfos, that Be'emes Chazal gave the Amoritz a din Tumah like a Zav. So even though we find serious over here sometimes, it doesn't have the Chumras of the Zav, this is only because they were more lenient in order that it should be a Gzeria that the Tzibur can be Mekabel. But the Maisa Tosfos, by us in the Vamaskar Vatepe Klei, brings down the Shitta of Remoisha Mipuntaiza. The Shitta of Remoisha Mipuntaiza is that Be'emes Chazal didn't place a Tumah of Amoritz at all on the person himself. The Amoritz himself, they were not Gezer, that we're Chushish, maybe the Amoritz himself is Tomei, and we should give a Din Tumah on Amoritz. Everything is always the Chashash because of his wife. And all the Tumas which we find in our Sugya, not just on the Begodim, which Tosfos explains, is because of the Ishtoi Nidor, but also the Tumas Mayonois, says in Moshe Mipuntaiza, he doesn't have a Aloch of a Zav himself. The reason why his Tzinoira, why his spit, is going to become Tomei, is because he himself is carrying the clothes which are Tomei, and he has Aloch of Ava Tumah calls man as long as he's carrying these clothes, and therefore anything which is going to come out of his mouth is going to automatically touch his lips, and therefore becomes Tomei Bemaga on his Maga, which he's going to be Metame, his spit, and this is the reason why the spit later on can go and be Metame someone else, like the story of the Gemara of a Kohen Gadol, even though the Amoritz himself does not have at all Tumas Mayonois, says Emoshim Mipuntaiza, because Chazal did not make the Amoritz like a Zav. He does not have the Tumah and the Chumrah at all of the Tumah of a Zav. Everything originates because of the Chashash of Ishtoi. This is how the Shitta of Emosha Mipuntaiza, this is how he explains the various Gemara which Tosfos brings down, the Shitta of Emosha Mipuntaiza. There is a third mechudish the gedeah of the Tosfos Reed. The Tosfos Reed by Alson and Sugya and in Chagiga and New Testament base, he holds that Be'emes Chazal gave the din of Atuma of Na'am Oretz like a din kezov lechol dovo. Says the Tosfos Reed, both for Tumas Heset, so too for Tumas Medrash. And Tumas Mayonois, he has a aloch of a zav lechol dovo, and he explains earlier to understand from our Mishnah, and Be'emes this is very hard to understand, Be'ikar, from the Gemara in Gittin, Samech Aleph from at base, which Tosfos already brings down, which is lechoyer mefurish, that the only reason why we have to be choishish on the Tuma, on the Begodim al Kaponim, is only because of the Tumas Hesed of the Ishtoi Nido, which would seem that he himself does not have a alochis of a zav to make a Mishkav and Moishav. The Ramban over there in Gittin brings down such a deah, b'shem yesh meforshim, that maybe he has a total din kezov l'chol dovo, and the Ramban over there discusses ways of understanding the Gemara in Gittin in order to be miyashiv, this deah, that he, be'emes, has a tumor totally just like a tumor of a zav, with all the chumras of this tumor. Be'emes, the pashtus of the Rambam in Ovis HaTumas, in Perek Yud Gimel Alocha Aleph, will also be mashma that the Amoritz himself is Tomei, and not just because of emotion Mipun Taizah, that he's only Tomei because of the Chashash of Ishtoi Nido, and so too it is mashma that even his Begodim are Tomei because of his Tumah itself, and not like Tosfos explains, that the Tumah is only because on the Begodim is only because of Ishtoi Nido. This would also seem like the Pashtus of the Tosfos Reed, that he has a Alocha of a Zav L'chol Dovo, like the Pashtus also of the Loshon of the Rambam in a different place in Mishkav and Moishav in Perek Yud Alocha Aleph. The Rambam over there uses a Loshon that Amoretz Afal Pi Sheyisroelu VeYeshnui B'Toyo VeMitzvos Hareyu B'Chezkas Tomei UBegodov Medrash Letayris. This would seem that the Zovim, the Amoretz himself, has a Chazok of Tomei, and Be'emes this is discussed by the Tosfos Yom Tov in Chagiga in Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin in the Shitta of the Rambam. That it seems that the Rambam holds that the din of the Amoritz is that he has a tumor of a zav himself, and he has a din to be metameis begodim also. Mamela, just to summarize, we have over here Be'ikah three main deus in the Rishonim, understanding the tumor which Chazal gave to the Amoritz. Tosfos' shitta is that Chazal gave upon this Amoritz a tumor of a zav, but we find kulus that Chazal didn't give all the chumras of a zav because of a gzeirah she'en atzibu yecholim la'amoid bo. And in this we find Tosfos by us says he doesn't have any of the tumas of a zav, the tumas medris and the tumas hesed. The only tumah he has is the tumas mayonois, whereas the Ritva quotes from Rabbeinu Tam that there's a difference between tumas medris, which he does have, and tumas hesed. This was too difficult, and therefore they did not give the chumra of tumas hesed. The second day is the Mechudish Tiga day of Emosha Mipun Taizo, which Tosfos quotes, that Chazal at all didn't give a Madin of a Tumah on the Zavim, of the Amoritz himself does not have a Tumah. Everything originates and is because, the cause is because of Ishtoi Nida, that he is carrying this, he's now a Masa, he's doing a Tumah of the Begodim, which are Mishkav and Moishav of Ishtoi Nida, and so too the spit is only becoming Tomei of Tumas Magob, he does not have at all any Tumah of a Zav, and a Din Mayonis he doesn't have. And on the other side, we have the Shit of the Tosfos Reed, maybe this is the Pashtus of the Rambam, that the Amoretz has a din kezov lechol dovo for all the halachas. He has a tumor of ezov for mayonis, for medrash, and for hesed. This is the shitta of the Tosfos Reed mentioned in the Rishonim. In the shitta of Rashi, there's not so clear that Och Lenei points this out, that Rashi by us, earlier in the Gemara, when Rashi discusses the Kuti in the Ramatchil al Sofik, says Rashi that the chashash is on the Begodim, that maybe the Amoretz himself is Tomei. This would seem that the Amoretz, if he's going to be Tomei, the reason why we're Chushish, that he's Begodim or Tomei, is because of the Tumah of the Amoretz himself. This is Mashma al-Koponim, he has a Tumah of Medrash. But this is not like a Moshe Mipun Taizo who says that everything is only because of Ishtoi Nida. Whereas Rashi in Shabbos, in Tesvavam at base al-Koponim by the Begodim of the Amoretz, over there Rashi explains like Tosfos, that the reason why there's a chashash, there's a din tumah on the begodim, is because of Ishtoi Nida, and not because of his own tumah, which is like Rosh and Rashi by us, and Och Lenei points this out, that it seems that Rashi was hechlif shitosoi, he switched his deah from Shabbos to Nida, in working out exact tumah on the begodim of the Amoritz. Is it because of his own tumah, or is it because of the tumah of Bigdoi Ishtein, or because of Ishtoi Nida? Now there is a very interesting nekuda over here in the sugya. Earlier in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, just before the Mishnah, on the Ged of Tumas Amoritz, the Gemara over there, by the Sugi of Akuti, The Gemara discusses different reasons working out why we do not burn the Truma Misofik. And over there the Gemara discusses that maybe we should have a problem because of the Tumah of the Amoret, which the Kuti is also normally considered Amoret. And says the Gemara that because of the Tumah of the Amoret, Be'emes is a way of saying that here we're discussing a case, Kuti Shetoval. He was Toivel, he went into the Mikveh and he became Tohor. Ve'olo, and now he came up. And therefore the Doras are big dechover, and therefore the only reason why the Begodim now should become Tomei is only because it's new Tumah of Kuti and not because of the Tumah of the Amoretz, and therefore there's a difference if we're going to burn the Truma because of this Maga of the Kuti. This is the Gemara discusses earlier, working out the Tumah of the Kuti, why it does not have the Tumah of the Amoretz, and suggests, the Gemara suggests, and maybe the reason is we're discussing a Kuti who was actually in the Mikveh and was Toval, and therefore he got rid of the Tumah of the Amoretz and he only remains with the Tumah, the Rabbonon of the Tumas Kuti. Says the Chazon Ish, in Simen Kuf Yutes, Sivkotin Lamed Gimel, that we see from the Gemara, Meridik Echidush, even though, as we said, there's a Gzeria mid Rabbonon, that the Amoretz is Tomei, he has a Din Tumah, Afal Pikein, even so, there's possible for the Zat, for the Amoretz himself, to go and get rid of this Tumah, and if he goes into the Mikveh, he has a Din, that he became Tohor, even though he still remains Amoretz, even after the Mikveh, he didn't become an Aor Chover. But Al Koponim, the Geder of the Tumah is a Din Tumah which we gave him, and on this Tumah, it is possible to go and become Tohor through the Tvila in the Mikveh. This is a Chidush, which is mentioned over here, by us in the Sugya. Chidush says the Chazon Ish, that L'chayre should be'emes depend on understanding, which we say between Toisves and Emosha Mipuntaiza, and working out the exact Geder of the Tumah, according to the Shit of Emosha Mipuntaiza, that he himself is not Tomei, he's only Mekabel the Tumah from Ishtoi Nida and the Begodim, then we can understand that he should be able to be possible to become Tohor through a Tvila in the Mikveh, even though the Shaklevetariah and the Gemara earlier, we have to understand what the Gemara answers, that he puts his clothes back on again and he's going to become Tomei. The Gemara L'Chayre didn't answer anything, which would be Mashma, that there is a Tumah on Amoretz himself. But Al Koponim, according to Emosha Mipuntaiza, we can understand that this person should be able to have a Tairi B'Mikveh. Whereas, according to Shittas HaToisves, as we said on the Toisves 3, definitely they hold that the Chazal gave a Tumah on the person himself, that as long as he's Amoretz, he has a Din Tumah. Over here is Mashma in the Gemara that it is B'Emes possible to become Tohor, a Chidush, even though he still remains Amoretz after the Tvila also. This is a point which Chazon Ish takes out from the Gemara earlier, before the Mishnah in Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. There maybe there would be a place to go and suggest that maybe the Gemara over there doesn't mean to say that with the Tvila he actually becomes Tohor, totally Tohor. The Gemara is just referring to the Din of the Sreifa, which the Halacha is that this Sofik is a God Din of a Chumri Diga Sofik, which Tosfos explains earlier in Devar Maschil Ve'Yaminu, that on this Sofik there's actually a Sreifa on the Truma, because this has a Din of a Chumri. Maybe this Svara of the Gemara is that after the Tvila, we do not have this Chumah anymore to say that we should actually burn the Truma, even though he's still going to remain Tomei, but now it is only a Tumah Sofik Mide Rabbonon, and maybe on this there won't be any Sreifas Truma, and the whole Svara of the Gemara is only referring to the Din Sreifa, but maybe he still becomes Tomei. Al Koponim Chazon Ish takes on from the Gemara a Chidush that it is possible for him to go and have a Tvila. Now, says the Chazon Ish, even though we know the Halacha is that Zov himself who becomes Tomei, and he wants to go to Mikveh, the Din is, he has a Halacha of Mayim Chaim. He cannot be Toivel in every Mikveh, which is kosher for Nidois. He has to have a special Mikveh of Mayim Chaim. This is kosher for the Tvila of a Zav. Says the Chazon Ish, it is mistabe to say that even though, as we see in our Gemara, the Tumah of the Amoretz can go away with the Tvila b'Mikveh, but it's mistabe that this Tvila can be done in any Mikveh, and he does not have to have Mayim Chaim like a Zav, even though the Geder of the Gemara always refers to this Tumah that is Tomei Kezav, but it is mistabe that the Tairi which he has in a Mikveh is not Be'emes needed the Mayim Chaim like a Zav, even though he has a Loch of Tumah like a Zav, he can become Torah with a regular Mikveh also. So too, says the Chazon Ish, it is mistabe, he doesn't need all the Dinim of a Zav, that he has Zayin Nikiim, he doesn't have to go and count all the Zaynikim, he could become Tor automatically with the mikveh itself. This is a svara the Chazanish says. But it's worth pointing out that the Tosfos Rida over here is mefurish that the Amoret himself needs to have Zaynikim. This is the shita of the Tosfos Rida Shitosoi, who understands that Chazal gave him a real din of a Tumah Zav, and therefore he has to have all the alochis of a Zav in order to become Tor. He has to have also Zaynikim, and the Emes we have to understand from the last period by us in Nida, how this Zaynikim can take place. From the din of Sfurim Lefaneinu, the Gemara suggests over here it's possible a Tevila. This we have to understand from the Hilche Zayin Nekiyim. If you didn't count the Zayin Yomim, how should this be possible to be counted for Zayin Nekiyim? The Chazanish over there discusses this. Al Koponim, this is a din of the Tosfos Rida Lishitoso, who holds a Chiddush that he has to have Be'emes Zayin Nekiyim, and Be'emes we have to know according to Tosfos Rida, maybe he'll also need Mayim Chaim if he's got din like a real Zav. But the Chazanish says that he does not need Mayim Chaim, and so too, he doesn't need Zayin Nekiyim. This is a brief summary of the dinim and the different Rishonim over here in the Geder of Tumas Amoretz, which Chazal gave on this person and discussed in our Sugya, being in the Sugya of Kuti, and so too in the Sugya over here on Tziduki, just before the Mishnah in Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Now moving further on into the Mishnah in Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph over here, the new Sugya discussing the various Domim, which we find Chidushei Dinim on the various bloods over here in the Mishnah, Machlokes of Beishamai and Beisil. Now, before we start with the Mishnah, we'll give a little akdoma, understanding the difference between the different tumors which is possible to be discussed over here when we're discussing the dam of the Ivedes Krichovim and the dam of the Mitzrayas. In the Perek later on in Damanida, in Dafnun Daled and Dafnun Hei, the Gemara over there discusses that there's some people who are Tomei, and they have a chumrah, like we discussed earlier, like the Zov, the Yoledes, so too the Metzorah mentioned in the Gemara by Elson Amud Beis from a Breiser. They have an extra chumrah that the Mayonois are also Tomei. The case of the Posuk of a Mayon is the case of Roik. The spit of these people is Tomei Avatuma. They have a Tumas Mayonois. And therefore, says the Gemara, not just the Roik, anything which is similar to Roik, which is misagil v'yoytze, it gathers first and then comes out, it is not metaftev, this is also tomei, and therefore says the Gemara, meyaglayim of the Zav is also tomei midim mayonois, just like the Roik. So too other mayonois mentioned in the Gemara later on, in Dafnun Hei. But the Gemara later on tells us, that dam, the blood of the Nida, the Dama Nida, and the Dam of the Zovo, even though they have tumas mayonois, but the dam itself is not similar to Roik. It is not Misagil V'yotzer. And therefore it is not Tomei because of the Aloch of Mayonois. There is a new Tumah learnt out from Psukim later on, that the dam has its own Tumah. This is learnt out from Psukim, the dam of the Nida and the dam of the Zovor. The dam itself is Tomei Ba'ava Tumah, learnt out from Gzeus HaKosos later on, even though it is not included in the Aloch of Mayonois, because it is not similar to Roik, it is not Misagil V'yoytze. Now the Gemara says later on that there's a very different, big difference between the Tumah of Mayonois, which is by Roik, by Mimir Aglaim, whereas the din of the dam, which is Tomei, has not got the same alochis of the Tumas Mayonois, and the difference is, Mayonois are only Tomei when they're lach, only when they're wet, but Yovish, there's no Tumah on Mayonois. Whereas the Tumah of Dam has an extra ribui in the posuk telling us that it's metame, lach v'yovish. This is extra chumer on the Dam, even though it doesn't have it in Mayonois, has its own Tumah, and the Tumah is b'emes even more chumerdik than the Tumah of Mayonois, it's metame also, lach v'yovish. This is the dinim which we have by Dam and by Mayonois. So now over here, the Mishnah over here discusses the aloch of a Dam of the Ivedes Kechovim. Now the Ivedes Kechovim itself, Me'ekah Adin Minatoya, she's Toy, she could not become Tomei, her dam is not Tomei, whereas Chazal gave her Halacha, mentioned also in the Gemara in Shabbos in the first period, that the din of Yudches Tovah is, we'll see soon in the Gemara by us also, there's a Tumah de Abonon on the Goya, that she's also Tomei, and this Tumah was given like a Zov. And therefore, her Mayonois are Tomei Mide Abonon, just like the Mayonois of a Zov, so too her Mayonois should also be Tomei Mide Abonon. And they'll have a Tumah of Mayonois, that they're going to be Metamei, Keroiko, Kamimi, Ragleo, that it's only Metamei Lach, but it's not Metamei Yovish. Now what about a dam, which as we mentioned, the dam of a normal Isha, Yisraelis, is not Tomei because of the Aloch of Mayonois, has a new Tumah of dam. And this tumah is actually tumah, which is even lach v'yovish also, but this tumah, does it apply over here to the dam of Yvedes Kechovim? This is the machlokes over here in the Mishnah between Bishamai and Bishil. Bishamai say that the dam of the Goyo is tahoyo, it's tahoy, there's no tumah at all. Chazal didn't give it a din tumah, it doesn't have a din mayonois. And the din tumah which we find by the dam of Yisraelis does not apply to the dam of the Yvedes Kechovim in Atayir. And so to Midr Abonon, they did not give any tumah. Whereas Bishil disagree, and Bishil are more machmir than Bishamai, and they hold that the tumah of the Rabbonon, there is a tumah the Rabbonon on the dam of a Goyo, Kuroiko, Kumimi Agleo. And the Gemara explains that this is alone enough of a difference to be mechalik. Chazal say the Bishamai and Bishil both agree there has to be a hecker, a difference between the tumah and the Rabbonon, in order that it shouldn't come out by mistake to go and say that this tumah should have the same dinim of the tumah the Raisa. And Bishamai, because of this, said that there's no tumah at all on the dam, whereas Bishil say that this alone, that we give the tumah of the dam only kiroiko kamimi ragleo, which means that it's only metame lach and not metame yovish, this alone is enough of a hecker that we know this tumah must be the rabbonon, because if it will be a tumah min atiria of the dam, the aloch is always that dam is tome, even when it's dry, even when it's yovish, and this alone is a hecker. This is the machlokes in the first case between Bishamai and Bishil. Now let's move on to the second case of the dam toyar of Mitzuras. Says the Mishnah that the dam toyar of Mitzuras is also a machlokes between Bishamai and Bishil, Bishamai or Metarin, and Bishil oimim kiroiko or kumimi ragleo. Now the Gemara later on explains that if we want to discuss, he was talking about a isha who's the Israelis, she hasn't got the din kazov, and she's din Israelis, but she herself is tome because she's a Mitzuras. Now, as we explained, dam itself does not have a loch of mayonis. It is not similar to roik, it is not misagil v'yoytze, and therefore should only become tome from a loch of dam. But over here, we're discussing dam tyre. The dam is not tome from nidr, it's from zivas, it's a dam toyar, coming out only later on, after the leder, and therefore when she's ready to be toivel, like Tosis explains by us, at the end of the mamaschil l'tameilach. And this dam, if it's minatoyer, should not become tome l'choyer, because there's no reason that the dam should be tome. It is not a mayon. It is not similar to the roik. And so too, it does not have the tumah of the dam. Explains the Gemara in Amud Beis. The reason why Bishil hold that this dam is tome and has a loch of a mayon that it's tome kiroiko kamimi agleo is because it's learned from a new posuk. From the posuk, which we have extra ribui of mayonois by Mitzuras. From the Nekeva, which we do not need the extra posuk, why can we not learn out from Zocho? And the Maskonos HaGemora means the other way around, the Zocho should be learned out from the Nekeva. Says the Gemara, therefore we have an extra posuk of La Nekeva to teach us that there's extra, by the Mitzuras, she has extra Mayonois, which the Zocho does not have. And this is referring to the Dam Toyar, even though the Dam normally is not included in the Mayonois, because it is not Misagil V'yotze. But by Mitzuras, we have an extra Gzeres HaKosuv teaching us that she has an extra Mayon, which no one normally has, and this is her dam, even though the dam is a dam toy, and therefore there's no tumor because of the dam itself, but she has now a new tumor because of the Mayonus, and this is the reason why Bishil say that it has Alocha, Kuroiko, Kumemi, Ragleo, it is only Metame Lach, but not Metame Yovich, just like other Mayonus of the Mitzuras. And Mamela, this new Mayon, which she has over here, which is the Mayon of the Dam Toyar, is Metami, Kiriko, Kamimi, Agleo, this is a Shita of Beit Hill. Whereas Bishamai says a Gemara on the base, Bishamai disagrees of the Drosha, they use the Drosha for something else, and they do not have extra Pasuk, and the Mela says Bishamai, there's no Tumah at all on the Dam Toyar of the Mitzuras, because it doesn't have a Aloch of Mayonois, it is not similar to Roik, and so too, it is not included in the Tumah of the Dam, since this Dam is Dam Toyar, and they don't have a new Pasuk to teach us that the Mitzuras has an extra din mayonois not found by any other of the Tmeim of the Yeledes, the Zovo, the Zov and the Zovo. This is the machlokes between Bishamai and Bishil in the second case of the Dam Toyar of the Mitzuras. Memela, Be'emes, if we analyze the two dinim over here, brought together in the Tana of the Mishnah, they're very, very different, the two halachas. The first halacha of the Mishnah, the Damo Yvedes Kechovim, we explained it, that in the Rabbonon, that Beiselel hold, we have to give a chumrah on the dam of a Goyom, in the Rabbonon, since she has a halacha of a Zav, and therefore we gave a dinder abonon that this tumor, which we find normally by dam of Yisraelis, which is tome even lach anyovish, over here we have a tumor der abonon that's tome only lach kuroiko kamei miragleo. The second aloha of the Mishnah, of the dam tire of the Mitzrayas, this is aloha min atire of the new din of the posuk later on, which Bisil has, that the Mitzrayas has an extra chidush of her mayono is that the dam is tome min atire, and this the Mishnah puts together the two bovers over here in the Mishnah, the dam Oivedes Kechovim and the dam Tairo Shel Mitzrayas. Now, by Mitzrayim Simcha and Oisameach, in Hilchas Mishka V'moishov in Perikei Alocha Hei, he already points this out, that it's very interesting over here, the Mishnah should do so, should put together two separate alochas, one is a Gzeira de Rabbonon, and one is a Pasuk Min Atayr, teaching us this Tumah. But Lemaisa, all these dinim in our Mishnah are discussing a mechudish diged din, which we find by dam, even though normally, as we explained, dam normally is not tumi because of the halacha of mayono, it has its own tumah, and the tumah is even lach v'yovish. Over here we find interesting cases of domim, that they are actually have the din of mayonois, that they only tumi when they lach, and they're not tumi of yovish. And this is a case of a dam of Ivedes Kechovim, so too the dam tayra shel metzuras. So too later on we're going to find in the Shita of Beishamai that he has the dam of Yeledes Shloi Tovlo. Beishamai says that this is Midr Abonon Tomei with the same darga of Tumer Kuroiko Kamei Agleo, that it's only Tomei when it is Lach. And this is these are the cases of Domim, which even though normally Domim have Aloche, the Metame also Yovish, over here the Mishnah puts together all the various Domim we find that the Metame only Lach. And this is the reason why the Mishnah puts them together, even though the first din is actually Midr Abonon, and the second din is a Tumah Min HaTorah. This is the Pashtus of the Rishonim over here. They learn the Pshat in the Mishnah. But says the Rishomeach, that L'chir, this Taina of this Diktuk of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is putting all these dinim together, seems to be the Makor for the very Mechudish Digashita of the Rambam in our Sugya over here in Daf Lamed Daled, and later on in Daf Lamed Hei. The Achrinim point out that if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Mishka V'Moishav in Perikei Halacha Hei, the Rambam brings down our Mishnah, and he paskins like Bisil, Lechumir, that the din is that the Dam Toyar of the Mitzrayas is Tomei Kuroiko Kamimi Ragleo, and he paskins like Bisil, the Tesisontav discusses this point, why he paskins like Bisil, in the Tesisontav by us in the Mishnah, in Perik Dalet Mishnah Gimel, the Tesisontav says that if you look in the Mishnah in Idias, in Perikei Mishnah Aleph, over there we find that the shit of Reb Yehuda is that there's a machlokes over here between Bishama and Bisil. But the Chachomim over there disagree, and they hold, even Bisil holds, like Bishama, that there's no tumor on the Dam Tayyar Shal Mitzrayas. And therefore the Tesisontav says that with Chiria the Rambam should paskin like Chachomim. And the other Achrinim say that if you look in the Tesefta, in Perikei Halacha Gimel, the Rambam over there learns as machlokes in Meir and Reb Yehuda, and normally we paskin like Reb Yehuda, and therefore the Rambam paskins over here like Bisil. The Halacha is that the Dam Tayyar of the Mitzrayas is Tomei Kareiko Ukamei Meir Agleo. But if we look in the Lashon of the Rambam over there says the reason why this dam is Tomei is not because there's a din of Mayonois, which is a new pasuk of the Gemara and Amud Beis, of Lanekeva, that we have extra Ribuy of Beis Hillel, that she has a Tumah of Mayonois, which she has extra over the Zohar, and therefore her dam is Tomei Kareiko Ukamei Meir Agleo. The Rambam says the reason is because she has a Halacha of a Tomeo, she is Tomei, and the halacha is any mashkin, hayoyte, from someone who's Tomei, then the mashkin becomes Tomei. This is a halacha of mashkin tmein, which is a halacha of tumah midrabbonon, of mashkin which become Tomei. And the Rambam says the reason why her dam is Tomei is has a halacha of mashkin tmein. And the Rambam is mashma very clearly that even though by a zov has a tumah of mayonois, which is a deraisa from a tumah of ava tumah, but the tumah over here by the Mitzrayas is actually only a tumah de Rabbonon because of the halacha of mashkim ayoitzim which are tomei. And it's even more clear in the Rambam earlier, in Perek Aleph, in Mishka V'Moishav over there, the Rambam discusses which people have the tumah of mayonois. The Rambam over there brings down the Zov, the Zovor, the Yeledes, but the Rambam doesn't mention any tumah of mayonois at all by the Mitzrayah, and not by the Mitzrayas. And this works with the Rambam by us when he discusses the Tumah of the Metzuyas. The Rambam is Mavur, the only Tumah which is here is only Midrabonon. The din of Mashkim Tumeim is a Tumah Midrabonon that the Bisil gave on this damn tire of the Metzuyas. Now, Be'emes, this is very schwer. It is neged the whole sugi of our Gemara in Lamed Daled Omed Beis, like it's pointed out already, by the Chidushi Anshei Sheim over here in our Mishnah, in Perik Daled, Mishnah Gimel. And he asks, Al-Khira, it's a pella that the Rambam says, it's mashma, that there's no tumor of Mayonois on the material. It's mefurish in our Gemara, we have a posuk from a Breiser, Lezocho, Le Rabbois Mitzurah, Le Mayonoisov. And this is Bemis the Mercurial Besiddle, teaching us that we have another Mercurial for the Mayonois of the dam of the Tire of the Mitzuras. Alkoponim is Mefurish in the Gemara that Mitzuras is also one of the Tmeim who has a Tumah of Mayonois. How can the Rambam not bring down this halacha and the Rambam's Mashma that the Mitzuras does not have a Tumah of Mayonois? And Bemis the Chedusha Anshei Shem points out that the Kesef Mishnah doesn't ask this at all on the Rambam, and it seems like the Kesef Mishnah understands Bipshitus, this din of the Rambam, L'chiria it is neged the Gemara, and he asks on the Kesef Mishnah that he doesn't point out that L'chiria the Rambam doesn't pask in the Gemara, and he only says the din is only a Tumah Midrabono. And other Achronim, the Netziv, in the Sefer Merim Yesodeh, on Lamed Daled Omed Beis, he suggests that maybe the Makuri of the Rambam is coming from a Gemara in Psochim, in Samech Zayin Omid Beis, the Rambam over there at the different Gersa in the Gemara, and this is what brought the Rambam to Paskin, that the Mitzuria actually does not have any Tumah of Mayonus. Now, the Sezer Yisrameach, that Be'emes, he looked around many different Sugis Hashas to work out the Makuri of the Rambam. Why does the Rambam not Paskin like this Gemara by us? A whole daft Gemara from Lamed Daled later on. Also, we're going to find the Tumas Mayonis by Mitzurah. And it seems that the Rambam had a reason to Paskin that the Halacha is that the Mitzurah actually does not have any Tumas Mayonis, and the Tumah going on in our Mishnah by the Damtayr of the Mitzurah is only the Rabbonon because of the Halacha of Mashkim Tmei. Says the Yisrael Me'ach L'chayre, we can say that the reason why the Rambam holds that this Tumah is only Midrabanon is because of this diuk which we started with, that Be'emes, the Tana of our Mishnah, brought together two different halachas. Firstly, the din of Nidor, of a dam, of a Yvedes Krichovim, and second of all, the dam Tayyar of the Mitzrayas. And we already pointed out that Be'emes, this is two separate halachas. Pashtas, the first din is only the Abonon, and the second din is Minatayyar. Sezer Yisrameach L'chiria, this was the Makuri of the Rambam, to learn that Be'emes, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, that the Mitzuyas, and so to the Mitzuyas, does not have a Tumah of Mayonois, and Mamela, the only Tumah we have over here, is the Rabbonon Diga Halacha of Mashkin Tumim, which works very well, that this is similar to the Dam Yvedes Krichovim, which is only Tumim, the Rabbonon, even though, says the Yisrameach, we still have to know what brought the Rambam not to Paskin like the Gemara, which seems very clear that this Tumah over here, by the Dam Tayrish and Mitzuyas, is actually a Tumah Minatayr. Now, Be'emes Yisrameach points out a very interesting Nakuda. One extra hoysofer over here on the Rambam, that could be the Rambam Lishitosoi, was Muchrach. He had to go on Paskin that this Tumah over here in our Mishnah is only the Rabbonon. Because in our Mishnah we find that the Tumah Besil say that the Tumah of the Damtayr of the Mitzirat is Kuroiko Ukamei Miragleo. It seems very clear in our Mishnah that so too the Roik, the spit of the Mitzirahs, and so to Amir Aglaim, are also going to be Tomei with the Aloch of Mayonois, that the Metamei Lach, Ve'inu Metamei Yovish. Now, Be'emes, we have to know that L'chir, the Rambam L'shitosoi, how does he learn our din of a Mishnah? The Rambam Paskins, in the beginning of Mishkav Moishav in Perik Aleph, Halacha Yudalet, that even the Zov, who definitely does have a Tumah of Mayonois, but his Miraglaim, the reason why the Miraglaim of a Zav is Tomei, Aav, HaTumah, says the Rambam, is not because of the Miraglaim themselves. It seems in the Rambam that the Miraglaim themselves does not have a locha that it is similar to the Roik, that it is Misagil V'yoytze. And says the Rambam, the only reason why the Miraglaim of a Zav is Tomei Minatir is because it has in it Sichsuchi Ziva, which the Gemara mentions earlier in Daf Chof Beis. This is what Miraglaim in Miraglaim Shazov Blit Tzichtzuche Ziva. It has pieces of Ziva inside, and this is the reason why the Miraglaim becomes Tomei with the Tumah of the Ava Tumah. Mamela asks the Yisrameach, if so, how is it possible over here for the Mitzuras to have a Tumah of a Miraglaim if there's no Tzichtzuche Ziva going on by the Mitzuras? This is only possible by the Zov. whereas the materials, her tumor has nothing to do with the ziva, and therefore Miraglaim is clear, why should we say that as tumas mayonois? Memeila l'shitosoi, the Rambam understood that the din of our Mishnah is be'emes not because of the aloch of mayonois, and the Rambam l'aloch of paskins, that the materials, and so to the material, does not have a tumor of mayonois. This is only by the zov or the yeledes, whereas the materials does not have a tumor of mayonois, and the only tumor we have over here is a tumor de rabbonon of mashkim tmeim, and this is also by the roiko and mei miragleo, because be'emes even the miraglaim normally needs to have sichsuchi ziva, because it is not misagil v'yotze. This was also another hechrich for the Rambam to say that the din of our Mishnah is only midarabonon. So this is a koponim, a very mechudish tigedeh of the Rambam, that it seems, even though the Kesef Mishnah does not make any mention, but it seems in the Rambam that the tumor of mayonois is only by the zov, and it does not apply to the material. L'chiri, the Rambam didn't pass him for some reason, the whole sugi of the Gemara by Asam and Amid Beis, and therefore says Oysomeach, it comes out that the damtayr of materials in our Mishnah is also only tome midarabonon. Now, before we move on into the Gemara, the Mishnah, as we said, is discussing the case of a dam toyar of materials. Now, normally, we understand that what does this mean, the dam toyar of the materials, this dam is tohur. It is not dam nidois, it is not dam zivois. Toisvus explains by us, at the end of the Ramaschili Tameilach, so too an Amid Beis in the Ramaschili Meinoinian, that this is referring to the dam which comes out after the Leder, and in the time when she's already Tohur, she was already Toivel after her Yemei Tuma, and now she's during the time of her Yemei Taira, and this is the Dam Toya, which the Mishnah over here is referring to, that a regular Isha, if she would not be a Metzirah, her Dam is Tohur, but over here, since she's a Metzirah, therefore, there's an extra Chiddush over here in the Pasuk, which Bisil say, that this is a Tuma, like Tumas Mayonois, which is learned from the Pasuk of Lanakeva. But Be'emes, the Rishash earlier, in New Testament base, he suggests that it could be that the dam toyar over here in our Mishnah is not just referring to the dam which comes out after Yoledes in the days of her Yemei Taira. It could be this is referring to also domim which are tohur because of their color. We learned earlier in Daf Yotes, the earlier, the dinim of the colors, the various colors of dam, which in order we need to have in order there should be tomei. And over there the Gemara says that dam yorik is not tomei, and other colors which are not tohur, they are the aloch of dam tohur. Says the Rishash that the materials which Beis Hillel learned from a pasuk that she has a new tumor of her mayonois, that her blood, the dam which is coming out, even though it's tohur, is also included in the tumor midrabinatoria, according to Pashas Gemara, mayonois, that it has a loch of kuriko, kamimi, ragleo. This is not just the dam toyar by a leder, it is also any other blood which is dam yorik, which is not tomei because of the loch of dam nidois, also is included in this extra ribu of mayonoiseo, and therefore is going to be included in this tumor midrabinatoria of kuriko, kamimi, ragleo. The chiddush of the Rishash, and Be'emes, they already point out that this is mefurish by us in the Tosfos Rid. The Rishash was mechaven to this yisoid of the Tosfos Rid. The Meiri also by us in Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. They say mefurish that the din of our Mishnah is not just referring to the dam of a Yoledes in a Yemei Taira, but also the dam Yorik of the Mitzrayas is also included in this Tumah according to Beis Hillel. A chiddush over here and understanding the Gede over here of the Dam Toya, even though Tosfos it seems understands the Mishnah Kipshutoi that it is only referring to the Dam Toya, to the dam, the blood coming out during the time when she's a Yeledes. Now moving further on into the Gemara, says the Gemara in the middle of the Omid, Omar Rove, Zoivoi Tomei Afele Lebe Shamai, Kiryoi Tohor Afele Lebe Hillel. Rove is discussing the tumor of the goy, which is also tomei midrabanon, that he has a locha, that he has a din like a zov, and therefore normally his mayonois should be tomei. Says Rava that there's a difference between the ziva of the goy and the keri of a goy. The ziva of a goy is going to be tomei, even according to Bishamai, and the keri of the goy is going to be tohur, even according to Beis Hillel. And explains the Gemara. The reason is the ziva is tomei, even according to Beis Hillel, even according to Bishamai. Because anyway, we have already a hecker with the fact that his keri is tohur. This alone is enough of a hecker to say that this tumah of a goy is only midrabanon. So too, the keri has to be tohur, even according to Beis Hillel, because the Beis Hillel also agree that there has to be a hecker over here, a difference between the Yid and the Goy to know that the Tumah of the Goy is only midrabanon, and since even the Yid, his Tumah is only when smetamei lach velo yovesh, because his Tumah is the Tumah of mayonois, we're not discussing dam, which is tamei lach veyovesh. Mamel over here, Beis Hillel don't have the efshoyus, the ability to go and say that there should be a Tumah at least when it's lach, because then it will be still the same as the Yisrael. Memela has to be, according to Beis Hillel, that the Keri is Tori totally, and it's not Metame at all. And this is the Heker which Beis Hillel have, Ovid Be'akeria, Ki Eicha Delo Lissari Faleo, Chumer Vekodshi. Now, Be'emes, in the whole sugi over here, in the Gemara, by a Tumah of a Goy, so too earlier in the Mishnah, by the Tumah of the Oivedes Krichovim, Rashi also explains in the Mishnah, that there's needed a various simonim and heker, that it should be noticeable that the tumah over here, by the goy, is only a tumah midrabanon. And this is the reason, says the Gemara by us, clearly the reason is, because we want to make sure that everyone realizes the tumah is only midrabanon, and they shouldn't come to make a mistake, and they will burn tumah v'kodshim, if any of the goyim, the tumahs over here, will touch tumah v'kodshim, they shouldn't come to burn by mistake the tumah v'kodshim, like a tumah min ha-Torah. Therefore, it is needed a heker, and it should be noticeable that the tumah is only midrabanon. Memele, it's mefurish in our sugya, and now Gemara, the Lashon of the Gemara by us, Lashon of Rashi in the Mishnah, that even though Chazal gave a din, tumah on the goy, that he has a tumah like a zov, but it is still only a tumah midrabanon, and he doesn't have the chumrah of to be seyrif, tumah v'kodshim, in this tumah, since it's only a tumah midrabanon. Even though earlier on, in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, we find that some tumahs, even only midrabanon, has a chumrah that we could be seyrif, tumah v'kodshim, even some sfeikers, like Tosfos explains earlier in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis of Maschil V'Reminu, but al koponim on this tumah, it seems clear in our Gemara that the tumah of a goy does not have this chumrah and cannot be nisraf tumah of a kodshim. And memela, this is the reason why we need to have a heker over here that it should be noticeable that this tumah is only a tumah midrabanon. We shouldn't get mixed up to a tumah deraisa. And Tosfos already earlier in the Maschil V'Reminu points this out, that it's mefurish in our Gemara that a tumah of a goy does not have the chumrah to be seyrif of tumah of a kodshim. Now, be'emes, this is not a din poshet, and the Rash Mishantz in his Mesech Zovim, in the Pirish and the Mishnah, the side of Mesech Zovim in Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph, says the Rash that Lechuria this Gemara is neged a Mefurish Abreiser in Torah's Kerenim in Pashas Metzorah, in Zovim in Pashas Aleph. Over there, the Torah's Kerenim tells us that we have the Pasha of Zivet as in Pasuk B'nei Yisrael. From there, we learn that only B'nei Yisrael are Metamim B'Ziva, and the Goyim do not have a Tumah Ziva. But says the Braisa over there in Torah's Kuranim, even though min HaTorah, there's no tumah on the ziva of a goy, but midrabanon, a goy has a tumah of a zov, and therefore midrabanon at this, he is tomei kezov. And says the Braisa in the Torah's Kuranim mefurish, that midrabanon, the goy is tomei, v'soyfin all of it's a tumah, even though it's only a tumah midrabanon, it has the chumrah that it can be soyf tumah. Says the Rash, if so, it says Mefurish in the Braisa, that there is a chumrah of Shreifas Truma on this din Tuma of the Goy. Memela, Lechiria, there's no need at all for any heker over here in our Sugya that we have to be noticeable. Keicha de Loilisa if Truma Vekodshim. This is not true. The din is that even the Tuma is only Midrabanon, also has this chumrah that you're going to burn Truma Vekodshim because of this Tuma Midrabanon. Says the Rash, maybe there's a difference between a goy who actually sees ziva, he's raw, shema yesh lechalik ben goy sheraw ziva, oy lo raw. Says the Rashi, it could be there's a difference. The Braisa in the Torah's Kerenim could be discussing a case where the goy actually saw already ziva, even though ziva is not tomei, min ha-Torah, we have a mute, b'nei Yisrael v'lo yinochim, but al koponim idar abonon, we said that this ziva is very chumer, there's a big chumer over here on the ziva that it's tomei, that we can even be sure of chumer v'kodshim. Whereas the tumah, which the goy normally has, that he has alocha midrabanon like a zov, even though he didn't see any ziva, he always, every single goy has alocha of a zov, this is not such a chumrah, and this din tumah midrabanon does not have this chumrah to be seyrif tumah v'kodshim. Memela, in our sugya, says the Rash, we have to still make a heker, because the din is that a goy who does not see it, He hasn't seen a ziva. He's actually only tummy with a lenient, more lenient. His tumma is more lenient, and we're not going to burn truma v'kotchim on this tumma midrabanan. Memele comes out in the Rashi, big chidush. And beemes the yisoid we find already in the Marsha in Shabbos in Chof Aleph Amid Beis over there explaining the Tosfos that it seems in the Rashi there's actually two takonos. There's two separate halachos on the tumma of a goy, even though everyone knows that the tumma of a goy is midrabanan. He has halacha like a zov. But beemes, there's a difference between a goy who actually sees ziva and a goy, every normal regular goy who has a locha of a zov. The Marsha over there brings down the Tosfos who's discussing the story of Maisa with Chashmei Noim that they found by the times of the Yevonim. They found one pach shemen which was Torah, which was not touched by the goyim. And Tosfos over there discusses that l'chayyeh, even though the pach shemen had the seal of the Kohen Gadol, but why is there no chashash that maybe a goy lifted up the shemen? And if he lifted up this little pach of shemen, then it should become tomei beheset, because as we know, a zav has a tumas heset, and so too the goy has a tumas heset, because midrabanan, the tumah of a goy has the same koyach and the same chumrah of a tumah of a zav. Says Tosfos, we have to say that the pach shemen was found deep down in the karaka, and it was noticeable that goy never actually even touched it, and therefore never became tumah with the tumas heset. Now asks the Marsha, be'emes the tumah which the Chazal gave to the goyim that they have a din like a zov is mefurish in the Gemara Shabbos that this is one of the Yud Ches Tova, which is only later on in the times of Beis Hamai and Beis Hillel, Talmidim of Beis Hamai and Beis Hillel. They were the ones who were goyzer, the new gzeiros of Yud Ches Tova, and one of them is this din that a goy is tomei kezov. This is way later than the story about the Chashmei Noim of the Yevonim. So l'chayya, there was no tumah yet in the tumah in the times of the Chashmei Noim on every goy. Why does Tosfos suggest that maybe there was a tumah already, and therefore we have to be discussing a case where the pach shemen was actually untouched by the goy? Says the Marsha that there's a difference, like we find in this rash, even though the takona later on of Yud Ches Tova, that a goy has a locha like a zov, this is only referring to a goy, every single goy who didn't yet see ziva, and therefore he's not tomei with the chumra of a tumah. He only has a din of the Yud Ches Tova. Whereas even earlier in the times already of the Yevonim of the Chashmei Noim, there was already a standing takona in place that if a goy actually saw ziva, even though min atayra he's tor, but he's tomei midrabanan because of the ziva that he saw, and this was already an earlier takona, and Mamela comes out from the Rash that this actual takona has a chumra that it was Soyer of Truma Vekotchim, whereas the later takona, which was only from the Yud Ches Tova, does not have this din to be Soyer of Truma Vekotchim. This is the shita of the Rash and the way the Marsha learns in Tosfos in Shabbos Chof Aleph Amid Beis. But Be'emes, even after the teretz of the Rash in our Gemara, it is still l'chayyeh not enough. And this is already asked in Agoris at the side of the Rash from Rabbi Tzal Ashkenazi. He asks on the Rash that l'chayyeh our Gemara is still very shveh over here in our Mishnah. We're discussing a goya, a yvedes krichovim, and we're discussing a yvedes krichovim who sold them. Now, according to the Rashi's cheshbon, it comes out that in a case where she actually sees them, then she has the chumer, and we're going to be seriyev truma v'kodshim. Memele, in this case, we don't need any heker, and it is very clear in our Mishnah, and the way Rashi explains the Mishnah in Machlokes, or Beis Hamai and Beis Hillel, that we need to have a heker over here in order that we shouldn't burn truma v'kodshim, even in a case where we're discussing Ayuvedes Krichovim, who already saw them. L'chayyeh over here, the teretz of the Rash does not apply. And more so, says the Chazon Ish, in Zovim in Siman Beis, you've gotten ches. In our Gemara itself, by Rava, the difference between Zoivoi and Kirioi, the Gemara asks that why do we not make a heker the other way around? And says the Gemara, v'li'aved hekeria b'zoivoi, maybe in a case where he saw ziva, then we should make the heker. Why should we say that the Zoivoi is Tomei and the Kirioi is Tore? And the Gemara says, because one's Shchiach, one's not Shchiach. Now, says the Chazon Ish, how can the Gemara ask such a question, v'li'aved hekeria b'zoivoi, the second he asks ziva? Then the Rash says that this has already got the darga of a chumra midrabanan that we're sorry if truma v'kotchim. Memela, there's no need anymore for any heker. So why does the Gemara over here suggest over here v'li'aved hekeria b'zoivoi, which is in mashma and mefurish in the Gemara, that even in a case where the goy actually saw ziva, there's still a need to be noticeable that this tumah is only midrabanan in order that he shouldn't come to burn truma v'kotchim? Says the Chazon Ish, this is still l'chayyeh neged the divrei Harash, who says that in a case where we see dam and see ziva, he's already tomei. Now, by emes in the side of our Gemara in Agoyis Hagro, he actually is magia the loshon of our Gemara, and he says we're not gurus. This loshon shelulisri falei truma v'kodshim, which is by emes this loshon which we have, which Tosfos has earlier in Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, and says the goyin we have to put in instead that we have to have a heker. It has to be noticeable that the tuma is only midrabbonon ki hecha deloylichayev oleo mishum bias mikdosh. That if he goes into the Beis HaMikdosh when he's Tomei, we should know that he's only Tomei Midrabbonon and he's not going to be Chayev on the parish of Tumas Mikdosh V'Kadosh of Minatayir. And Memeila says the Chazanish, this Girsa of the Gemara of the Goyin is Behemoth coming off from this Kasha of the Rash. And the Chazanish says, according to the Rash, we're also going to have this Girsa of the Goyin over here on the side and say that even though it has a Chumra over here in the case where he sees the Ziva and his Shi, the Ivedes Krichovim, so damn, there's actually a Chumra that was Seyrev Truma V'Kodshim, but there's still a difference that it is still needed a Hekka over here that we have to make sure that the Tumah is only Midrabbonon in order that we should not make a mistake and be Mechayev for Bias Mikdosh. This is the way it could be. The Rash is Gurus in our Gemara Al-Kaponim by Zoivoy, the way the Chazanish explains the Gemara according to the Goyin. Even though in the Mishnah itself, by the Damri Vedas Krichovim, Rashi is very mefurish like Tosfos, that the Chashash is not because of Bias Mikdosh, the Chashash is because of this Taina of the Sreifas Truma V'Kodshim, which seems mefurish, not like the Rash. And even in a case where the Goy actually saw Ziva, and the Ovedes Krichovim saw them, there's still a halacha that the Tumah is only Midrabbonon and we're not Seyrev Truma V'Kodshim. This seems to be the Shitta of Rashi and Tosfos, not like the Rash Mishant over there in Zovim in Perek Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mechaymus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.